ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
खं शंक्ता
खं शंक्ता
कर्मणा
कर्मणा
सिद्धिं
सिद्धिं
यजन्ता
यजन्ता
इह
इह
देवता
देवता
क्षिप्रम
क्षिप्रम
हे
हे
मनुषे
मनुषे
लोके
लोके
सिद्धिर
सिद्धिर
भवति
भवति
कर्मजा
कर्मजा
कांक्षन्तक कर्मनाम सिद्धिम
कांक्षन्ता कर्मनाम सिद्धिम
यजन्त इह देवता
यजन्त इह देवता
क्षिप्रम हि मनुष्ये लोके
क्षिप्रम हि मनुष्ये लोके
क्षिप्रम हि मनुष्ये लोके
क्षिप्रम हि मनुष्ये लोके
सिद्धिर भवति कर्मजा
सिद्धिर भवति कर्मजा
सिद्धिर भवति कर्मजा
सिद्धिर भवति कर्मजा
कांक्षन्तक कर्मनाम सिद्धिम
कांक्षन्ता कर्मनाम सिद्धिम
यजन्त इह देवता
यजन्त इह देवता
क्षिप्रम हि मनुषे लोके
क्षिप्रम हि मनुषे लोके
सिद्धिर भवति कर्मजा
सिद्धिर भवति कर्मजा
कांक्षन्तक कर्मनाम सिद्धिम
कांक्षन्ता कर्मनाम सिद्धिम
यजन्त इह देवता
यजन्त इह देवता
क्षिप्रम हि मनुषे लोके
क्षिप्रम हि मनुषे लोके
सिद्धिर भवति कर्मजा
सिद्धिर भवति कर्मजा
कांक्षन्तक। And therefore they worship the demigods. Quickly, of course, men get results from fruit of work in this world.
कांखंतक कर्मणां सिद्धिं यजन्त्य इह देवता क्षिप्रं हि मानुषे लोके सिद्धिर् भवति कर्मजा। जनरली पीपल आर कर्मजा। कर्मजा मीन्स वन हु वांट्स टू एंजॉय the fruits of his labor. Everyone in this material world, they have come to enjoy. So, therefore they are working so hard. We have seen in big, big cities, especially in the Western world, they are working very, very hard. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that Nunang Pramatta Kurute Vikarma. Nunang Pramatta Kurute Vikarma Jat Indriya Pritaye Aprinoti. न साधु मन्ने जत्वात्मनयं क्लेशदा असन्नपि क्लेशदे आसद्देह। पीपल डू नॉट अंडरस्टैंड दैट बिकॉज वी हैव गॉट दिस मेटीरियल बॉडी दिस सफरिंग्स आर देयर। वी आर spirit, aham brahmasmi, we are all spirit soul. But somehow or otherwise we have contacted this material world and we are bound up by our karma or fruitive result of fruitive activities, and the result is this body. Karmana daivanetrena jantar deha upapatti. We work in a certain way in contamination with the modes of material nature, and we get different types of body. These are explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Why there are different types of body? Now we are sitting, say 100 men here, we have got different types of body. Not that everyone's body of the same type. Why? Why the scientists cannot reply this? But Bhagavad Gita replies. What is the reply? The reply is karanam gunasanga asya sadasa joni janmasu. We have got different types of body from different types of mother. So karanam gunasanga asya. Mother means joni and father means bija. Yatha jani, yatha bijam. Our birth is taking place according to the mother and the father. Yatha bijam, yatha joni. So, we are getting different types of body, human body, or animal body, or demigod body. This is due to karanam. What is the reason? Karanam gunasangasya. We are associating with different modes of material nature by our karma activities. Therefore, there are division of karma. Chaturvarnam maya system guna karma vibhag. That is also creation of God. Chaturvarnam guna karma. It is very subtle subject matter. According to guna and karma, we are getting bodies, and we are preparing also next body according to this guna and karma. So, if we change our guna and karma, then we can again regain our spiritual body. This is the process. Guna, in the Bhagavad Gita it is also advised, Trigunna visayabhida nistrigunna bhavarya. We have to transcend the gunas, the infection of these material qualities. It is naturally happening. God's, machine is so perfect that it is automatically taking place. Parasa shakti vividaiva sriyate. Shakti, God's energy, Krishna's energy, is so perfect that it is automatically being done. We have got some experience nowadays. The pilot is sitting in front of the airplane, and there are very fine electronic machines, and he is pushing one button. Immediately the wings is working, it is going down, it is very in a delicate position in the air. A little mistake in the pushing of the button, the whole plane may be crashed. So Nowadays, scientists, they have invented so many fine machineries that it is working very nice. We came from London to Bombay in 8 hours. So this is very nice. But at the same time, we should appreciate that how much nice machinery are there which is conducting the whole cosmic activities. So that is stated in the Vedas that parasya shakti vividhaiva sriyati sabhaviki jnana balakriya. Krishna's knowledge is so perfect. Krishna says, mayadhakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. This nature's work is going on not whimsically, but under the guidance of pushing the button of Krishna, by Krishna. It is not any scientist can understand that no machine, however nicely made, finely made, without pushing the button, it cannot work. So, the huge machinery of the cosmic manifestation, which is working so nicely and perfectly, our Dr. Swarup Damodar has mentioned in his book very nicely, there must be some brain. All big scientists, even Professor Einstein, he also admitted. So there is brain. That brain is Krishna. That brain is Krishna. So people are working. In the previous verse we have discussed, je jathamang prabhadante tang sthutaiva bhajamaham. Krishna is the Supreme Father, is very loving Father. So He has given freedom to His sons. We are all sons. Mamaivaṃsa jīva bhūta aham bīja prada pitā. Krishna says, I am the bīja prada pitā. Material nature is the mother. Mamojani mahat brahma aham bīja prada pitā. So the original father is Krishna, and mother is this material nature. So I am the soul, spirit soul, very minute position. My magnitude is very, very small. That is also given in the Shastra. Kesagra satvagasya satadha kalpitas. 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. That is my magnitude. So that bija, that spiritual spark, is given by Krishna, and the material nature, kiti rapo anola bhayu khang mana buddhi revacha. This body is in this way we have got. So because we are now in the material world, we have got the propensity to enjoy, to exploit the resources of material nature. Krishna has given us the opportunity. Therefore he said in the previous verse that je jathamang prabhadant. If you want, because material nature is also Krishna, or Krishna's energy, not Krishna, Krishna and Krishna's energy, there is no difference. That I have explained last night, that is the fire and heat, that is the same quality. In the heat there is warmth, and the fire there is warmth. Still the heat is not the fire. This is called inconceivable, simultaneously one and different. This is perfect philosophy. Everything is one with the Supreme, but at the same time it is different. This is perfect philosophy given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Achinta bhidave tattva. So, here, in this material world, people are trying to enjoy. Therefore, Krishna says, kankantya karmanang siddhi. Everyone is working very hard. Any business he is doing, he is praying, my Lord, give me the opportunity that I may get success in my business. The Krishna is giving. That is also very nice. If a person desiring some material profit, remembering Krishna, that is also welcome. Welcome because he is not atheist. Atheist class man, even for material success, they do not pray to God. But theist class, one who has got background, pious activities, he is called theist. Impious, sinful activities or sinful man cannot remember even God. Namang duskitinam murha prapadante naradhama. Jisam antagatam papam jananang punyakarman. So, to remember even God, even go to God in temple or mosque or church and pray to God, give me this benefit. Just like Christian way of worshipping is, O God, give us our daily bread. Hindus also go to temple and pray to God that give me some profit, I am very poor man. So Krishna says that is also welcome. Chaturvidha bhajante maṁ sukriti na arjuna. Artha jigya artha artharthi. Yes. Artha jigya su gyani cha bharatars. This is not pure devotee, but they are pious. One who goes to the temple and prays to God for some material profit, they are also pious. They are not sinful. But those who are sinful, they do not go even to the temple. They think, what is this temple? We shall earn money. Our present government is encouraging this method, that why should you go to temple and waste your time? If you want money, then take to industries, work hard like an ass, and you get money. That is the policy. But Srimad Bhagavat says, no, this is not good. To work so hard like dogs and hogs, they especially, Srimad Bhagavat has mentioned the word hog, pig. Nayang deha deho bhajang niloke kastana kaman arhati birbhujang ji. Birbhujang, bir means stool. Stool bhujang, so one who eats stool, that means the pigs. So they are working very hard, day and night, to find out where is stool, how to sleep. This is their business. But actually human life is not meant for that purpose. And to reduce some work, sometimes we think that let me go to the temple, if God or some demigod becomes very pleased upon me, then quickly I shall get the benefit. That is mentioned here. Kankanta karmanang siddhi. This is also mentioned in the Vedas, that if you want success in this line, then worship this demigod. If you want beautiful wife, then worship Uma. If you want this, they're all listed. I don't remember just now, but these are recommended. These are recommended, therefore, according to Vedic system, if you worship some demigod for some particular purpose, that is recommended. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, the antavattu phalam tesam tad bhavati alpamedusam. Antavattu phalam tesam. If you get some profit, material profit, you can get it very easily. Therefore it is said, kankanta karmanang siddhi jajanta yadevata kiprangi manuso loke. Just like that is the difference between worshipping Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the demigods. There are many examples. Just like Lord Shiva, one demon, or a devotee of Lord Shiva. But generally, we find in the Shastras, just like Ravan. Ravan was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, recognized. But he is accepted as a demon, Rakshas. Although he was a great devotee, Mahishasur, he was also a great devotee of Goddess Durga, but it is described as Asura. So, according to Shastra, it is said there are two divisions of men, Deva and Asura. Deva means the devotee of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. Vishnu bhakta bhave daiva, asurastad viparya. It is very interesting. By worshipping different demigods, we get immediate result. Just like the Bhasmasura. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, and when Lord Shiva was perfectly worshipped, he wanted to give him some benediction, and he asked Lord Shiva that, please give me this benediction, that on the head of anyone, if I place my hand, immediately his head will be gone, vanished, vanquished. The Lord Shiva is known as Asutosh. Asutosh very quickly, very easily becomes pleased. That is Lord Shiva's great qualification. And if anyone wants anything, even it is very obnoxious, he grants, all right, take it. So Lord Shiva gave him the benediction, yes, I give you this benediction. So then he wanted to taste it. So he said, sir, let me place my hand upon your head. So Lord Shiva was in danger, you see. Then he went to Lord Vishnu, please save me. This man took benediction from me, and now he wants to place his hand upon my head. So Vishnu Maya is very intricate. So Lord Vishnu saved Lord Shiva and informed the devotee, this is not possible. Why don't you test by touching your own head? Then as soon as he placed his hand in his own head, his head was vanished. So here the people want to take immediate some benefit by worshipping different demigods, but he does not know what is the result. Neither the demigods know. Therefore, Krishna says, we'll find in the 8th chapter that antavattu phalanti sam tad bhavati alpamedhasa. Alpamedhasa means one whose brain substance is very small. This is very true. According to brain substance, what is called cerebrum or something, the technical. I was a student of psychology. Our professor, Dr. Arquart, said that the brain, the biggest brain is, by practical psychology, it has been tested 64 ounces. And that is the highest brain substance. But for woman, it is never more than 36 ounces. So they have tested all these practical psychologies. They hear the same word is used, that alpamedhasa. It is very technical. Alpa means very little brain substance. Those who have got very little brain substance, they try like this. Kankanta karmanang siddhi jajante yodhiyodhi. Why little brain substance? He is getting profit from the demigods. Brain substance little means he does not know what is his actual aim of life. He does not know. Nati vidu sartha gatinhi Vishnu. Those who are trying to be happy within this material world, worshipping different types of demigods and taking benefit, very soon. But he, because his brain substance is very little, he does not consider it that how long I shall enjoy it. How long I shall enjoy it. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma bhavana lokan punaravartinam arjuna. Even if you, by activities, pious activities, or worshipping different demigods, you go to the Brahma Loka, where the standard of life is very, very great. Life is also, duration of life is very, very great. So that is not permanent. But our problem is that we are permanent, eternal, and we are trying to be happy in the non-permanent condition of life. This is called less brain. My problem is that I am the spirit soul. Nitya sasata. I am eternal. Sasata. Na hannate hannamane sarire. I do not die even after the annihilation of this body. Then where is my eternal body? These questions should be raised by the human form of life, athata brahma jigyasa. But instead of athata jivasya tattva jigyasa, jivasya, the only business is how, what is the aim of life, how I shall be eternally happy, how I shall get my eternal life. That is the problem. But they do not consider the real problem. They think, immediately I require some money, so let me worship Lord Shiva or Goddess Durga or Ganesh or Surya. There are so many recommended. That is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita, that tad bhavati antavattu phalam tesam tad bhavati alpamedhasa. But people are, they do not care. Of course, those who are worshipping demigods, apart from that, there are many atheists, they don't care for anything. They want simply sense enjoyment. It is said that you can get some immediate profit by worshipping different demigods. That is all right. But that is not your permanent benefit. Because karmana, you are creating karmanang siddhi, you are getting some profit by your karma, fruitive karma, but you are creating another life which to enjoy. The fruitive result of this karma, you'll have to wait for next life. So next life means another material body. So another material body means another term of suffering, another chapter of suffering. That they do not understand. Therefore, Rishabhdev advising that this is not good. Don't be engaged in karma, fruitive activities. If you be engaged in fruitive activities, karma, then you will have to accept another material body. That may be a cat's body or dog's body or demigod's body or body you will have to. But as soon as you have a material body, then you will suffer. The one who does not understand this philosophy, he is called alpamedasam, poor fund of knowledge. Poor fund of knowledge. Real problem is, as Krishna says, janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu darshana, that I am implicated with this process of repetition of birth and death, and after birth, there is suffering, old age, disease. He does not consider it. He thinks this is natural. No, it is unnatural. One who does not understand this is alpamedasa, poor fund of knowledge. So, Bhagavad says, therefore, all right, if you have got desire also to enjoy this material world. Then Bhagavad says, akama sarvakama va moksha kama udaradhi tibrena bhakti yogena jajeta paramam purush. This is the recommendation, that akama. Akama means devotee. A devotee has no desire. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, nadhanangana janangana sundaring kavitang va jagadisha kama. Materialistic person, they, what they want? They want dhanam, riches, wealth, and many men to control. Someone wants big factory, someone wants to become political leader, follower, many followers, and so on, so on. Janam. So these are material desires. Dhanam means money, and janam means follower, either family or followers or leader, like that. Dhanam, janam. Nadhanam, najanam. Another is sundari wife, very beautiful wife. This is karmaja. Karma means they want these three things. Money and many men upon whom he can command hukum dene wala. So, and very nice wife, quality wife. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, I don't want this. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, kavitang, bhajagadisa kam. No, I don't want. Then mukti, take mukti. No, that also I don't want. This is bhakti. Bhakti means he does not want anything. Wanting means dharma karma, what is called? Dharmartha, kama, moksha. Dharma, artha, kama and moksha. People want to become religious. They think, this is also fact, by becoming pious, religious, you get material happiness. That's a fact. Janmai sadya suta sri, four things you can get by pious activities. You get birth in very nice family, aristocratic family, or Brahman family, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya family, or rich family, janma, or rich nation. I say that for these Americans, that you are born of this rich nation, that is also a result of pious activities. Because janma, janmai sadya suta sri, and wealth also. The Americans have got immense wealth. That is also a result of pious activities. And janmai sadya suta, education. They have got the highest education. Now they are trying to go to the moon planet, or they have gone. That is education, scientific education. And sri, they're beautiful also. All Americans, you have seen so many boys and girls here. They're beautiful. So this is not ordinary thing. This is due to pious activities. Janmai sadya suta sri. Therefore, I request them that materially you have got all benediction. Now, utilize this benediction for developing your dormant Krishna consciousness, then you are perfect. Then you become perfect. So anywhere where these facilities are there, janmai sadya suta sri, instead of going down to hell, let them utilize it for getting the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is perfection. Therefore, Bhagavad idam hi pungsas tapasas suta sava tapasya chabuddhi dattaya, charity, intelligence. So anyone who has got all these assets, so how it should be utilized? Avichita artha, infallible decision has been made. What is that? Jaduttama sloka gunanubannanam. Just try to glorify the Supreme Lord. With your money, with your intelligence, with your power, with your influence, whatever you have got, education, departmental knowledge, try to glorify the Supreme Lord. Then it is perfect. And if you spoil it for simply sense gratification, the Rishabhdev says, nasadhumanne, this is not good, this is not. Why it is not good? I am enjoying life. Why it is not good? No, he says, nasadhumanne jato atmano ayam asannapi kresadayasadeha. If you be engaged in this fruitive activities to enjoy this material world, then you will have to accept another material body. Karmajang siddhi, another material body. And if you accept another material body, then you'll have to accept again death, again old age, again disease. So what is the benefit? That is not benefit. Therefore, Bhagavad says that even if you have got desire to enjoy this material world, still you take shelter of Krishna. Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udharadhi. Tibrena bhakti yogena jajeta paramam purusha. Paramam purusha. Purushottam. Paramam purusha or purushottam, the same thing. It is differently placed only. The purushottam is Krishna. So, if you have got some material desire, Krishna will fulfill. But don't worship jajanta iha devata. Iha devata. Yaha means this material world. Yaha. Devata. All these demigods, beginning from Brahma. Brahma, Shiva, Lord Shiva, all the devatas, Indra, Chandra, Surya, they are all iha devata. They are also living entities like us, not Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is not jivatattva, but Brahma is jivatattva. So, iha, the particular word is used here, iha, because as this material world will be finished, similarly, the different planetary system occupied by the different demigods, they will be finished, and the demigods will be also finished, and you will be also finished. Therefore, it is called iha. Janti deva vrata devan pitri janti pitri. So, but your problem is eternal life. Why you should be engaged iha devata? Because iha devata means iha will be finished, iha devata will be finished, you will be finished, everything will be finished. But your problem is how to come to the eternal point. That is stated also by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, that janma karma me dibbam jo janati tattata takta dehang punar janma nayati. Not iha, then there in the spiritual world. If you simply try to understand what is Krishna, then the result will be that after giving us this body, no more material body. Takta dehang punar janma nayati. No more punar. That is required. But they do not understand it. They want quick result for some sense gratification, but implicate himself in the tangle, entanglement of getting again birth and death that is going on. So Krishna consciousness movement is the most beneficial welfare activities to the human society, because by awakening them to Krishna consciousness, they are saved from this danger of repetition of birth and death. Thank you very much.